Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercies. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, Savior, I shall worship thee. Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercies. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, Savior, I shall worship thee. Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercies. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We don't take this day for granted, but we declare right now that this is the day that the Lord has made. We thank you for making this day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for making this day that we can walk in victory, that we can walk in a greater anointing, that we can walk under your power and under your might, because you are the almighty and gracious and wonderful God. There is no one that's like you. God, you're magnificent in all your ways, and so we can walk in authority. We can walk in your power and in your might. We can walk, oh God, forward and move forward without hesitation, God, because you are an awesome God. There's no one that can compare to you, God, and you're the God of the heavens, God of the earth, God of the universe, and there is no other God that is like you. And so we can bow down, and so we shall bow down, and so we do bow down this morning, and we worship and adore you, God, for you're longing for a church, you're longing for a people, you're longing for a body that'll be willing to worship you in spirit and in truth. That's not in our flesh, that's not so that our flesh will get your glory, that's not so that our flesh will be out in the forefront, but God, we put our flesh under subjection, Lord. We cast the devil out of the minds right now, we cast the devil out of the wheels right now in the name of Jesus, so that our flesh won't get any of your glory, God. We want all the glory and all the honor to belong to thee, God, as we continue to press towards you, as we continue to march into our season of breakthrough, as we continue to allow ourselves to be submitted and surrendering to your will. Not my will, God, but let thine will be done on this day, every single day, in the mighty name of Jesus. And
it so daily, God. We shall worship and adore you, God. Not ritualistically, God, but with a desire to be in your presence, a desire to be in the midst of your glory, a desire to be, oh God, in front of you, God, to behold the beauty of our God, to behold the beauty of our King, to behold the beauty and the magnificence of the great God that we serve. That is our desire, God. And so we worship and adore you this day. We offer unto you a sacrifice of praise in the house of the Lord on this morning. For you are worthy of the sacrifice. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy, God, of everything that we can offer unto you, God, on this day. A day that you made just for us. A day, God, that you already know our ending from our beginning. You know the plans that you have for us today, Lord, so help us to walk under your plans. Help us to walk in obedience unto you, God. For God, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice for us to follow after your will, because some sacrifices that we make, God, is not necessary if we would just obey your word. I pray, God, that you would hide your word in our hearts on this day so that we might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathway. Your word is what we need to stand today. Your word is what will help us to remain alive, to remain steadfast, to remain unmovable, to always be about your work, God. God, knowing that our labor is not in vain. And your word is what helps us to know that we're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Your word helps us to understand that we are more than overcomers because we belong to you. Your word reminds us, God, that we can just call upon you and you'll answer us and show us great and mighty things. Your word. It's your word, God, that reminds us that if we only would believe, God, nothing is impossible, God, that all things are possible if we would just only believe. It's your word that reaffirms those promises to us, and it's your word that helps us to remain committed to you, God. It's your word, God, that helps us, oh God, that when the enemy comes our way and strong winds begin to blow, God, it's your word that gives us a strong foundation that we don't have to waver, that we don't have to take missteps. Oh, God, that we don't have to curdle in a corner, God. Oh, God, but we can stand on you, God. Stand upon your promises. Stand upon your power. Stand upon your might. Allow your spirit to lead us and guide us and keep our focus in on you. It's your word that helps us to do this. So hide your word, God, in us today. And your word only be hidden in us, Lord, as we take time to read your word, to digest your word. You told Ezekiel to eat the whole scroll. To eat the whole scroll because your word is what the people needed. We didn't need all of these people giving us prophecies, Lord, that weren't in line with you. And today we still don't need all that mess. We only need your word. We're seeking after confirmation from people instead of seeking confirmation from the God of our salvation and seeking confirmation in your word. Your word has everything that we need and more. It is a blueprint, God, that has been working since the beginning of time, Lord. Once you allowed your word to be documented by man, that you encouraged man, or that you fell afresh on man and gave them inspiration to write the word of God, Lord, your word has been a blueprint for generation after generation. Your word has never changed, God, but it's the same yesterday, just like you are, the same today, and it'll be the same forevermore. So your word is what we need, God, to live today. Give us your word, God, so that we might live and not die. Give us your word, God. Hide it in our hearts, God, that we shall live and not die. Oh, God, and not chase after these things that are leading people astray. For we're living in the days of the great falling away, Lord. God, spiritual wickedness is reigning in the land, God. Those things that we know are wrong, man, oh God, in the world has proclaimed that those things that are right and those things that we know without a shadow of a doubt are right, Lord, being holy, being acceptable, oh God, forsaking sin, God, forsaking, oh God, the satisfaction of this world, those things the world is saying is wrong, that we should not be doing those things, that we should not be against homosexuality, that we should not be against, oh God, fornication, that we should not be against adultery, Lord, that we should not be, oh God, against these things that we know are abominations to you, lying and stealing, God. They take their picks on what they want to be for and be against, God, but your word is not flaky like that. Your promises are not flaky like that, but God, your word is black and white. You said either we'll be hot or we'll be cold, and you've don't want us to be lukewarm, God, because you'll spew us out as well. You would rather that we'll be hot or cold. And, Lord, we don't want to be in the middle as a body of believers, God. We don't want to be in the middle as a body of Christ, Lord. But we want to remain steadfast in you, God. So help us to be willing to stand on the hot seat, Lord. Lord, knowing that we're not in this battle on our own. You said in your word, Jesus said, that if they hated me, then they're going to hate you as well. And so we have to be willing, oh God, to remain steadfast in you, God. Help us, Lord, to stand upon you, Lord, to stand upon your promises, to put our heart trust in you, God, in the name of Jesus, so that you would be able to take us through and weather every storm that may come in this life. Every trial and every tribulation and every storm that comes, oh God, is just there to take us to a higher place in you. Help us to understand that, Lord. Help us to get that understanding, God. When seasons change, that means it's time for us to move on to our next season, to move to our next destiny. God, each and every season that comes as we live here on the East Coast, Lord, they require different things. They require different materials. They require different clothing. Springtime, God, doesn't require too much clothing, Lord. Women can wear their sundresses, and men can wear their polos and their slacks, Lord, and we can go about our days. But summertime, it requires probably just a little bit less just because it's a little bit hotter, Lord. But when the fall starts to come, God, then the seasons are changing, Lord. And it requires a different set of clothing. And when winter comes, God, we need to bundle up and put on different things, God, because our seasons are changing, Lord. Seasons change in our lives as well, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they change, God, and they require different locations, Lord. We can't just sit outside, oh God, in the wintertime and in the summertime like we would do in the spring and the fall, Lord. Those times we can just sit and bask, oh God, and behold your beauty, God. Behold, oh God, the beauty of the Lord and see the falling of the leaves or see the growing of the grass, Lord, and the birds and the fowls and the air singing, God. But during the summer, God, it's too hot to sit outside. And during the winter, God, it's too cold to just sit outside. They require different tactics, God. They require different attires, Lord. And so you need us to prepare, God. You send a warning to us and let us know. You can tell us, God. You show us when the seasons change. And God, you do that as well in our lives as well, Lord. You show us, oh God, when the seasons change and the time change. And so, God, help us to be attentive, God, so that we won't be wearing a full mink coat, God, in the summertime of our lives, travels in our lives, seasons, God, or that we won't be prepared, adequately prepared, because we're not listening to you. And so, God, though this world is waxing more and more evil, you're still looking for people. You're still looking for a generation. You're still looking for someone that will be willing to stand for holiness, to stand for righteousness, to stand for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Not be weary in well-doing, God. Not be overcome by, oh God, the lust of the flesh and the love of this world, God. Not to be overcome by things that are ungodly, unholy. But you're looking for a church without spot or blemish, that'll be willing to stand and be hot for you. Jeremiah said it's just like fire. And so we allow the Holy Ghost to have rest, rule, and abide in us and have reign in us. We should be like fire. Oh, God, that would draw those that are outside in the cold looking for an answer, looking for warmth, looking for hope. We have the hot word. We have, oh God, the word of the day that Jesus still saves, Lord, that you still deliver, that you still set free, that you are still a way maker, that you are still a strong tower. We have the word of life, Lord, and so let us be hot and not cold, hot and not cold, alive and not dead in you. So spring up in us, oh God, like a well of living water. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we start victoriously, as we move victoriously into 2017, it's amazing, God, that you have spoken into our lives a breakthrough, and not just a breakthrough. Let me take it. You have spoken into our lives breakthrough. Breakthrough, God. Doors that have been closed, God, will be open. Things that have been cut off from us will be reopened, God. That we'll be able to get to the places that we have had desire to get to, God, and be able to do the things that you have shown us that we will be able to do. But even as the seasons change, God, things are still coming up against us, letting us know that these seasons are here to try to stop us from getting, or these things that are coming up against us are just trying to stop us from fulfilling your promises that you have for our lives. God, so much stuff went on yesterday, God, with my wife. I thank you, God, that you brought her through. And God, you brought her through stronger. You brought her through wiser, God, knowing that, God, nothing that the enemy does to us, God, shall be able to have victory over us. That reminds me, God, that no weapon formed, God, and the enemy tried to form several different weapons, God, but we declared that they won't prosper. They won't get your glory. They won't deter us. They won't stop us. They won't make us turn back. Oh, but, God, they'll continue to help force us to go to you, to continue to put our trust in you, to continue to put our faith and our hope in you, God, and we thank you because you brought us through, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we're going to come out stronger, and we're going to come out wiser, and we're going to come out more victorious, and we're going to come out more anointed, and we're going to come out, God, with everything that the devil thought that he would try to take away because we serve the God who sits high and sits low. And who does all things well. Our heart is trusting. Our hearts trust in you. They believe in you, God. And so that's all we need today. We just need to keep our eyes focused in on you. I'm constantly thinking about Peter, that as he beckoned Jesus to walk on the water, that, God, he had the boldness to trust in you. God, give us that boldness, that no matter what is going on in our lives, we're willing to get to you, that we'll have a hunger and a thirst, God, and a fire deep down inside of us that will help us and compel us to just get to you. It does not matter, God, what may be going on around us. It does not matter what the world may be trying to throw at us. It does not matter what may be going on in our bodies. Lord, if we just have a desire just to get to you, if I can just get to the master, if I can just get to the hem of his garment, if I can just press my way and get to God, then I have no doubt that everything will be all right. Give us that mentality to never give up, to never quit, to never throw in the towel, to never turn away from the gospel plow. God, give us that mentality of do or die. For God I live, and for God I will die. So as the storms blow, or the storms rage, the winds blow, and the waves crash, and the ground crumbles. We have no reason to fear, because the God that we serve is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. But it's according to the power that works in us. And so, Lord, if there's anything in us, I can't ask you to lead us and guide us if we are outside of your will. So I ask this morning, Lord, that if there is anything in us that's unlike you, I pray, God, that you would purge us even right now. Purge us and purify us, creating us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission, Lord, those that we know and those that we cannot recall. Cleanse us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. God, forgive us for doubting you. Forgive us for looking at things that we know we shouldn't look at. Forgive us for saying things that we know we shouldn't have said. Forgive us for going into places that we should not have gone into, God. Forgive us of all unrighteousness, Lord, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God, so that your spirit may have his way in us, God, and that we may be the temple, that we may be the vessels, oh, God, that you rest upon each and every single day. Walk with us and talk with us, God, and equip us for life this day. We desire to be with you. We desire to be in your presence. We desire to be in your glory, God, each and every day, each and every moment, each and every second of the day, God. Nothing else matters, God, but to bring your name glory, honor, and praise. That is our heart's desire. That is our plan. That is our plan, God, to be with you. That's what we long for. More of you. Daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercies. God, that's the God that we're chasing after. That's the God that we want to be with, Lord. And God, we're chasing after you, God, because you're constantly, God, on your way going high. You're constantly leading us to a higher place of praise, a higher place of worship, a higher place of submission, a higher place of ministry, Lord. Each and every day, you desire for us to grow. If we're not growing, Lord, we're not living. And so, God, we want to live and not die. So lead us, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, Lord, today. I pray for those that are discouraged around the world. Many in the body of Christ are discouraged, Lord, because it seems like what we are doing, oh, God, is not right to those that we may be around. God, it's not right to those. The issue that's going on with the preacher, God, in Texas, Lord, it's amazing how much press and how much news is getting by her standing upon the word of God. She is standing upon the word of God and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we can't, that's why you tell us, Lord, to come out from among them and be ye separate, Lord. We try to come in and we try to make friends. We come in and we try to do things that that may be borderline, God, doing what you called for us to do, Lord, but you've told us to just share the good news of Jesus Christ. Come out from among them and be ye separate. We can't be sitting there mingling in places, God. Oh, God, without, I mean, we can't sit out there and be mingling, and God, because they won't receive us if we give them the word, Lord. They won't receive us, God, but give us wisdom, Lord, so that we'll be in the right places. Jesus went in among them on many different occasions. He didn't change. He didn't waver on who he was, Lord, but he remained steadfast in who he was. And so the people had to accept him for who he was, Lord. Help us not to compromise in any area, God, of our faith. Help us not to compromise in any area of our salvation, God. Help us not compromise in any area of ministry, Lord, so that our good won't be spoken evil of. Help us, Lord, today to remain steadfast and unmovable. We need to remain steadfast and unmovable in these days and times, because the people, oh God, of this world need to see consistency, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We need to remain holy. We need to remain the light, and we just need to share the good news of Jesus Christ without wavering, without fear, without shame. Give us the boldness, Lord, that we need today to stand in this evil day. I pray for those that are struggling, God, today, struggling under ministries, God, that are not feeding them. I pray for those that have been hurt, oh, God, that have been misused, those that have been abused and taken advantage of. I pray for those, God, oh, God, that are on the verge of falling away. God, send someone their way to encourage them, Lord, today. Oh, God, it's too late to turn away from you, God. You're soon to come, Lord, and we don't want to fail you, Lord. We don't want to miss the mark, God. You have a high calling, Lord, and we don't want to miss the mark. So, God, help, send help, oh, God, along the way to those that are wavering, those that are playing, God, playing church, but not giving their whole lives over to you. Let there be a word, God, to convict them, Lord, today. Send the word even now, God. Help us as preachers to stand upon the word of God, not to waver, God, but to preach the gospel in season, that out of season, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because the people need to be saved. The people need to hear the word of God. They don't need to hear our exegesis. They don't need to hear our own commentary. But they need the word of God. We need to preach the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, that he still saves, that he still delivers, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Help us, Lord, today. The people need the word. And we've been watering down the word. We've been giving them our own opinions. We've been giving them our own thoughts, Lord. But we need to just give them the word of God. Help us, Lord, today, oh, God, so that the people might not fall away. Help us, Lord, today, so that the people will get the necessary word to help them to stand. God, I thank you for the word that you gave me on Sunday to remind us that you have a plan, Lord, that you're not just doing things nilly-willy, that you're not just going, God, off script, God, and just going with whatever way the wind blows, but, God, you know the steps that we should take. God, you have a plan for each and every one of our lives, and that's to give us peace and not of evil, God. You have a desire to spend eternity with every single one of us, God, every single person on this earth, Lord. You have a purpose and a plan to spend eternity with them, even if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Help us to put our trust in you, God, in the name of Jesus, to not waver, God, at your word, to not waver, God, in the plan. Oh, God, there are some tough times in every plan, God, that we see in life. in D.C., God, as I go to work, they're building buildings, God. They've torn down buildings, and they're building buildings, and they're using blueprints, God, to build the building. The building, as it's going through its building phase, they have to dig into the ground, Lord. They have to dig deep into the ground and put a foundation in there. And then after they get the foundation, then they can begin to build level upon level. But each and every level is hard, God, because they have to make sure that as they build on top of the foundation, that each level they build is stable enough, oh, God, to be able to make it, to be strong enough to hold the next level. Lord, every single thing that you have planned for our lives, Lord, you put it on a sure foundation, God. You put it us on a sure foundation, and that's Jesus, who is the rock. He is the chief cornerstone. And so he is a foundation that never will crumble. He is a foundation that will ever fail. But each and every level that we go through, God, it takes growth. It takes investment. It takes strength, God, to make sure, God, that what we're taking in and what we're receiving will be able to take us to the next level. And so you never put us up on another level if we're not ready to go there. You make sure that, God, that we are strong and that we are ready to be able to get to the next level. And so you send things our way and you allow things to come in our way in life. But before you take us to the next level, we have to make sure that that first level or that second level or that third level is strong and that level is sure. Thank you, God, that you don't put us in places that we don't belong in. Man does that. Man puts people in places that they're not prepared for. Oh, God, that they can't handle. Oh, God, that they don't have the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to do. But you don't do that. You put people in places, God, where you know they can be successful because they trust in you. It's not in our power. It's not in our might that we can do the things. But it's according to your power. It's according to your might. It's by your spirit that we are able to do the things that we do. So help us to put our trust in you because you have a plan for us. And your plans always work out for our good. They always work. Jesus, we didn't think that, I'm sure the world didn't think the plan for Jesus was the greatest plan in the world either. He would come from heaven and live on the earth and start his gospel, start his ministry, Lord, and then die on the cross. I'm sure those disciples did not think that the plan was a good plan, that Jesus came and spent that time with us and did all these miracles, and then he died. But after he rose on the third day, God, even though they may have doubted in between those 3 days, Lord, after he rose on the third day, God, they came to the understanding that you know what you are doing. You know how your plans always work together for our good. That means the good and the bad, they all work together. So, God, help us not to waver during those times of hardship, to not waver during those times of tribulation, to not labor or wither under those times of trials. Because, God, you know what you are doing. And we shall come out as pure gold if we remain steadfast in you as we continue to hold on to you. Again, the disciples are a great example. God, they after Jesus came and the Holy Spirit fell, they went through different times of tribulation. The deacon Philip was stoned to death because he proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ. But he was able to see heaven open and see Jesus Christ up in heaven. God, Peter was hung on the cross upside down. I believe James was decapitated, Lord. They suffered persecution, God, but they did it for righteousness' sake. And they got the victory at the end. We're going to go through some hard times, Lord. But, God, you know the plans for our lives. So help us not to get out of the plan. Help us to be obedient to your plan. Help us to surrender to your will, God, and to declare that not my will, but let thine will be done in every area of our lives, in our ministries, in our homes, with our children, God, to not be weary, to not be wavering. Oh, God, to not even worry, God, to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care. We don't have to walk around burdened down. We don't have to worry and walk around being yoked down by the cares of this world, but we can cast all of those cares over to you, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are in control. And if you are in control, God, then it doesn't matter what the world does. It doesn't matter what goes on in this life, God. We shall come out, God, victorious. We shall come out on top, Lord, because that's your word. You know what you are doing, God. Our ending, God, will be greater than our beginning, God, if we continue to put our trust and I focus in on you. I pray for this nation. I pray for America.
Let a revival sweep through America now. Let your people that have been called by your name, let us humble ourselves and pray. Give us to pray, God. We at Praise Center, God, we consistently remain steadfast in prayer. Our foundation of this ministry is based upon prayer. But 2 years ago, Lord, we launched out in ministry in 2014 with 31 days of prayer. We could not start a ministry, God, without focusing on you, God, to surrender to you so that your will might be done. And we've done this consistently, God. We just completed our third 31 days of prayer, God, and you have prepared us for this season. You have prepared us for this time. And we thank you, God. Let prayer, oh, God, be the foundation for your people throughout the land. Give us, call us back to prayer, God. We don't have to go through the persecution, Lord. We don't have to go through, oh, God, the major afflictions that you send, God, to get your people's attention. But, God, give us to pray now, God. Why do we have to go through trauma, God, just to, for you to get our attention, Lord? But help us, Lord, today to be attentive to your will even now, God, and to surrender to your will and to surrender to your way. Call us back to prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, across this nation, as people consecrate themselves this month, oh God, across the nation, across the world, to submit themselves to you. Honor our consecration. Honor our commitment, God. We did ours in December. Others are doing theirs in January, God. Honor our consecration. Honor our commitment, God, and take us higher, Lord. Honor our sacrifice, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and take us higher, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us a greater anointing, God. Oh, God, crush out everything that's unlike you, Lord. Cast the devil out of the minds and cast them out of the will, God, so that we might be effective in ministry, Lord. People need to hear the word. They can't get a word from a church that's fractured, from a church that's out of sorts, from a church, God, that is inconsistent. So make us whole, Lord, today. Make us one, Lord. Bind the spirit, God, of selfishness. Bind the spirit, God, of competitiveness. Bind the spirit, God, oh, God, that I'm better than. Bind those things that cause division amongst the body of Christ. We have the same mission. We have the same goal, and that is the love of Christ is spread abroad. The world might know that Jesus saves and that he heals and that he delivers and that he sets free, that souls might be saved, that the kingdom might be filled, and that hell won't be enlarged itself so drastically day by day. Help us to be with one accord and with one mind, to be unified. For where one, oh God, can set 1,000 to flight, two can set 10,000 to flight. But how many can we set to flight if we all work together, Lord? How many can you set to flight, Lord, to be able to do a greater work, a greater calling, greater ministry? Bless us, Lord, today. And so I pray for my leader, my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas, as he travels this way, God, to come visit us this evening in the Great Northern District. Lord, I pray that you would grant them safe traveling mercies and grace as you take them over the highways and highways this day. Give them safe passage, Lord. Bind the drunkard. Bind the sleepy driver. God, bind the reckless driver right now. Allow them to make it to a safe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to declare what you have given him for us this year. I pray for his drivers, Lord, those who are his companions that are riding with him. I pray that you bless them, God, for their sacrifice. Strengthen them and keep them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the Great Northern District pastors, Lord, that we will be willing to work together. Bind the spirit of confusion. Bind the spirit, God, of foolishness. God, bind the spirit of haughtiness, thinking that we're better than someone else. Bind the spirit of division, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and make us one, Lord, so that we may take this area by storm for you, this area of Northern Virginia, God, for your glory and for your honor. Pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hacken, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor God Andy Cork, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, and myself, Lord. I pray for each and every single ministry. I pray for my brother, Pastor Samuel Metcalf. Continue to strengthen them, encourage them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My friend, Pastor Herschel Chenault. My brother, Pastor Brian Jones. I pray for their ministry, the success of their ministries, Lord. Grant them favor. Grant them victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send the increase, oh God. Send an overflow even now, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my brother, God, Pastor Quentin Battle, Lord, who's relocated in obedience to you. I pray that you give him good seed, oh God, to plant in the new area, God, in Maryland, God, and grant him favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the pastors that are in this area. Pastor I just met, God, I believe it's Brian Brown, Lord. Oh, God, touch us, Lord, this day. Help us to stand in these last and evil days, Lord, to preach the gospel. Oh, God, the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us to stand, God, and declare your word. I pray for the members of Praise Center. And I thank you, God, for allowing us to celebrate completing 2 years of ministry. And, God, I look forward to what you have in store for us on this year. I can boldly declare that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into our hearts, God, with good things you have in store for them that love you. I love you, Lord, today, with all of my heart and my mind and my soul. So, and I know that you have great things in store for each and every one of us. Thank you for today is the day that Lady Yo launches her coffee break. Thank you for the effect that the ministry has had on the lives of others. God, whether it's our food pantry or whether it's our coffee break, or whether it will be through our computer lounge, God, that is almost ready to go. God, help us to be about empowering believers and changing lives in this world today, in this community, Lord. That is our mission, Lord. And so everything that we do, help us to fulfill the mission, the purpose, the motto of this ministry, oh, God, so that you might be pleased with us and that your will might be done. And so I pray for Lady Yol today. Strengthen her, encourage her, God. Refresh her and revive her, God. Remind her that everything is all right, God, that you're doing a greater work in her than she could ever expect it, Lord, and that you'll continue to enlarge her territory in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her, keep her, strengthen her even now, Lord, so that she may give a word to the people today, that you might be glorified and the people might be edified. I pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCallan, Crystal McCallan, Aaron McCallan. I pray for my children, God. Thank you for their faithfulness to the ministry, Lord. And we pray that you will honor their sacrifices. Hear their cries. Hear their pleas, God. Oh, God, and don't forsake them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, turn them around, God. Those that are in need of a turnaround in their lives, Lord. You know what they need, God. You know the way that they're taking, God. And so, Lord, I pray that you will save amongst our children, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, that you continue to bless her and strengthen her and keep her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless her this day. Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, oh, God, Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, I pray that you bless the members of Praise Center. I pray that you bless Sister Paulette King. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that has been with us the last couple of weeks, God. We pray that you will strengthen her and encourage her even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless her, God. Thank you for a willing vessel that's willing to work, God. We thank you for who you have sent our way. And, God, we thank you for preparing us for those, the harvest, God, that you'll be sending us our way, God, as we continue to labor for you. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, God, those who invest in this ministry that are external members of this great ministry, Lord. I thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you for their commitment to the ministry, God. And I thank you, God, for all that you have sown into their lives. Continue to enlarge the territory, God. Everybody that's connected to this ministry, God, will be under the arm of the breakthrough, God, that we shall receive. Breakthrough, God. It goes to all those that are attached to us. So continue to bless them and continue to keep them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Carl Christopher. I pray for Lisa Law. I pray for Larry Brown, those external partners, Kenyatta Schamberger, a name that I have not mentioned, Lord, but you know, oh, God, those that have invested in this ministry. I thank you for those that you sent our way, oh, God, to bless and undergird the ministry. Thank you for their sacrifice. Thank you for the commitment. Thank you for their prayers. And so, God, take us throughout this day. lead us and guide us and direct us, God. Grant us wisdom as we go through this day. Oh, God, and as we assemble ourselves later on this evening, Lord, I pray that you would grant, let your spirit have its way to sweep through the room, God, like never before, God, and anoint us as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, oh, God, and that we would come together not to compete, not to belittle, not to look down upon, not to frown upon, but that we'll come together, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth so that you might get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus, Lord. Drive out everything that's unlike you, Lord. Oh, God, repel the attacks of the enemy, God, or help us to stand, God. Oh, God, because we just need you to help us to stand, God. Oh, God, because the harder the trial, the greater the victory, the greater the outcome, God. And so we bless you now because you know what you're doing. You know the plans that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, for having a plan for my life. I submit to your will and I submit to your way. Bless us for our time of sacrifice and prayer. You tell us that men ought to always pray and not faint. We continue steadfast in this prayer, and we'll continue steadfast in prayer as you continue to tell us to pray. And your word tells us that men ought to always pray and not faint. And so we'll continue to be steadfast in you, praying, God, to the God of our salvation, surrendering to your will so that your will might be done in the name of Jesus. So bless us this day. Keep us, protect us from danger seen and unseen. Oh, God, and bring us together again at the appointed place and appointed time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for taking time out to pray with us this morning. We pray something was said that encouraged you this morning to hold on to our God. Remember, God has a plan for us, and his plans are for peace and not of evil, to give us a hope, oh, God, and an expected end. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean out to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and the word says he shall direct our pathways. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you.